listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about learning from a pagan prophet. I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, where we read, "One of them, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.' This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith." All over the world and through all history, societies have had men or women that they regard as their prophets. They may or may not give them the formal title of prophet, but even without that title, prophet, they are recognized as important voices to the culture. Many centuries ago, there was such a voice on the Mediterranean island of Crete, and his name was Epimenides. If Epimenides knew anything, he knew his own people. So in one passage, he spoke of his fellow Cretans and said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." Paul quoted Epimenides in his letter to Titus because he wanted Titus and the Cretans themselves to know just what a difficult job Titus had to do on the island of Crete. You see, Titus chapter 1, verse 5 tells us why Paul left Titus on Crete, because the churches were disorderly and lacking in leadership. Paul gave Titus the authority to set these things in order, but it was a hard job. The problem was difficult because of the general character of the Cretans. When even the prophets among the Cretans described the island people as liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons, it indicated that in general, there was a character problem. If the Cretans had this basic character, it shows why it was so important for Titus to appoint elders to lead the church. If these congregations were left to themselves, chaos and error would dominate the churches. So Paul knew what Epimenides wrote. He knew that it was true and that he was a prophet of their own. Now, Paul did not mean that the Cretan writer he quoted here was an inspired prophet of God, yet that writer did have it correct when he described the character of the people of Crete. As Paul wrote, "This testimony," not the entire testimony of Epimenides, "this testimony is true." In fact, it was so true that the ancient Greeks actually invented the verb to cretize, which meant to lie and to cheat. They also used the proverbial phrase to cretize against a Cretan, which meant to match lies with lies. Because of all this, Titus had a hard job to do on the island of Crete. There were many cities, many congregations, and they all needed a lot of help. So Paul told Titus, "Therefore, rebuke them sharply." Because of the big job to do and the generally hardened character of the people on the island of Crete, they must be dealt with directly. Titus himself must rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, and they must also appoint leaders who would do the same. To me, there's two points of application that stand out. First, this shows us what kind of people that God wants to use, namely, the kind of people like Titus. When a job is hard, there are basically two kinds of people. With one kind of person, you say, "The job is really hard, so we can't send him." With the other, you say, "The job is really hard, so we must send him." Titus seemed to be of the second kind. Every servant of God should aspire to be like Titus in that regard. Secondly, notice the conclusion that Paul drew from the difficult job that he left Titus to do. Paul basically said, "Cretans are liars and cheaters and gluttons with one of the worst reputations of any group in the Roman Empire." Yet notice what he said next. It was not, "Therefore, Titus, you should look for an easier group of people to work with." No, instead he said, "I know how bad they are. go out and see them changed with the power of Jesus and for his glory. If we are brave enough, we can say, Lord, give me a hard work to do for your glory. And we can pray that kind of prayer today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.